Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I have got a heap and helping of key news coming up on a host of issues. But let's go right back to your calls. Jason was talking about somebody he knows that just became a Georgia State Trooper. And, man, I mean, I tell you, I don't see this with all the cops, but I'm seeing more of it, where they're either, like, look like criminal types with the shaved heads and tattoos. And I'm not saying tattoos are bad, but you know what I mean. That type, bugging their eyes out like they want to get in a fight with you. Or they're strutting around like Barney Fife, but on steroids and real aggressive. I mean, all over the country, they pull you over and with no warrant shove their hands in your wife's body. I mean, I don't think I can put up with that. I mean, it's just the government has gone crazy. And I think that's why I was listening to talk radio yesterday before my own Sunday show and heard at least 10 callers when the talk show host was basically defending police coming to your house now saying, we need to come into your home. Not like there's a hostage situation next door. You could say extenuating, you know, emergency. It's we just want to surveil your neighbor, let us, and then arresting and roughing them up because they said no. I mean, it's just getting more and more pushy, more and more lock everything down, control everything, where you're the new royalty. That's how royalty happens. Somebody in, you know, the ancient times got a bunch of armed people together, and they took over and said everybody had to kiss their butt. I don't want to live under that. I want to live in a free country. But, Jason, finish your story, and then we'll go to Ryan and George. I appreciate everybody holding. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, the bottom line is this. You just got a young 20-something-year-old kid who's being pumped up with this propaganda, and he actually believes it. And he just it's like you said this weekend. I can't be mad at him. I'm sad for him. It hurts. He thinks he's serving Christ, and he's not.
Well, I mean, I'd done a lot of things when I was 22, 23, 20. I was already on the air, but I'd had a pretty wild, seen a lot of things. But I would still be, I would be nervous, even if I was a good guy and it was a public safety issue, to be pulling people over and writing tickets and deal. I mean, I get why they've got to get control freaks to do it, because I wouldn't want to do that. But, I mean, the way that, you know, they pull you over and you know you weren't speeding and they want to search your car and you look and the guy even knows who you are. And knows you're not, you know, and then the government is shipping the drugs in, and you're being cased, basically, by the state police. And to see the conversion, everybody sees this. And the good news is, I see people waking up. Did you say anything to him when he was strutting around?
Of course not. I mean, I just sat there and observed it, and it sickened me. And, you know.
Well, listen, all the time. I'll go to different churches and stuff. They'll have police there as security at a lot of these churches. And, you know, I'll see the cops. They know who I am, obviously. They're staring at me. And then they'll just have this wide open look like they're reading me, not like they're just looking at me. And I'll turn and just be like, hey, how's it going? But it's like at a certain point, I don't like being looked at like I've done something. You know, it's kind of like, what are you looking at, man? You know, I mean, what is this? I mean, if it was a plainclothes person on the street, I would think it was a gang member or something. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand completely. Listen, let me say one thing. I'll let you go. I come across a preacher here in Houston. His name is Vody Baucom. He's a black guy. He's a Southern Baptist, one of the few good ones. But he actually has a big, long article why he supports Ron Paul. And so that he may be one of the only Southern Baptist preachers that I've come across that support Ron Paul. So anybody out there in Houston need to check him out, Vody Baucom.
What's his name again? How do you spell it?
V-O-D-D-I-E Baucom, B-A-U-C-H-A-M.
No, that is good. They've bought off the Southern Baptists. They're calling for us to turn our guns in, and Nexus abortion is going to be good as long as you slice the child up properly. Absolutely amazing to see what they're turning into.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, it's a nightmare when you've got all this type of garbage going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back straight ahead with Ryan and then George. Well, John's up next, and then Bill, 800-259-9231. Nobody can say they should be bored right now. You've got front row seats to the New World Order and everything that comes with it. Get geared up and fight it, or kneel and become slaves.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls. Then we're going to cover some of the breaking news at InfoWars.com. Obama supporters signed petition to repeal the Bill of Rights. Now, point blank asked, this is not a joke. This is not even edited. I mean, they edited out the spaces, but this is how they answered. The vast majority banned the Bill of Rights for Obama. You could say, again, jump off a cliff for Obama, and they would say yes. Ron Paul set to launch new Freedom Media Network. Turn off your TV. Turn on the truth. Great catchphrase. I actually have a similar one coming out about kill your television set, but or kill the dinosaur media by withdrawing your support. But introduce your children to Shizo, the transgender superhero. That's right. Confuse your children's gender, and if the chemicals don't do it, that will. Possible Egyptian interim prime minister is a globalist operative. threats to riot loot if Zimmerman found innocent intensify. You got to go read these tweets on InfoWars.com and ask why a kid from south of Austin on a video game chat was going, oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot people, like joking when they were calling him names. He's getting 6 months in jail, but if you say you're going to organize and burn and kill and murder and you're liberal, that means authoritarian, then it's okay. TSA conducted pat-downs of family members of plane crash victims. That's right. No one can be trusted. We must put our hands on you. And Ron Paul's new article, New Egyptian War, America Loses Again, but the Globalists Win. And massacre in Egypt, dozens of Morsi supporters killed. And you know, we cover that when Morsi people are being killed. We covered it. But when it's Al-Qaeda killing people over there for no reason, our media will not pick it up, but we've been covering it. Because that's the group our government is supporting. Absolutely, absolutely outrageous. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was just wanted to comment real quick on, Mr. Gokash. I think he's directly of the target, so to speak. I think he has. It's troublesome, I suppose. I mean, if things were to ignite, they would definitely try to use that against the movement as far as gun control and the rights to bear arms. But, you know, it's like Gerald Celente's always said, 20% of the people that come together, that's all we realistically need in order to make things happen. 20% of the American people. And, you know, I think that a lot of the liberal side, unfortunately, I live in Madison, Wisconsin right now, and I'm actually from Colorado, so I'm very familiar with liberal ideology. I speak with a lot of people that have that kind of academia mindset. And, yeah, they think they're right on pretty much every level. But when it comes to guns, and, you know, they all seem to have that same idea or understanding that it's just not worth it to have guns and go to that length. And they don't quite understand. They're not putting the pieces together. But I think liberals have had a lot of traction in the political arena longer than the conservatives have as far as being active in politics. So I think what would be great to see if Adam Kokesh could grab a lot of these, and he does appear, at least on the surface, to be a lot like, or he could easily grab a lot of those liberal thinking minds and pull them down into where we're at. And,
well, I mean, here's the issue. I don't think Adam Kokesh is a bad guy. I think he's interesting. I think he's smart. But he was phrasing it in the interview earlier like, Alex, I don't know if you can speak for everybody and say that you want the revolution to be a restoration of our republic. What we need is the states to be by themselves. And it's like, that's not even what I'm saying. I'm giving my view that I think that's what we should do. And really, Adam is kind of putting out his idea of leadership. And then classically, and I guess he did do psych warfare in the Marines, turning it around like I'm the one saying I'm the leader. I mean, that's fine. He handles it all deftly. He goes and does these PR events. And then I'm getting him on about one thing, about what he did down there, and he confirmed he did do it. And then it turns into his idea for next year, which is fine. I'd have him on to promote ideas. I mean, I think we should all promote July 4th marches about whatever issue it is that you're concerned with. So I'm not criticizing Adam. I'm just aware of what he's doing when he's on air. I don't sit here and really come up with a plan of what I'm going to say. I know the info. I've done the research. And it's really just from my heart. And my gut tells me that we're not going to get, and I'm not even sure I want, a total end of the federal government at this stage of human development. Because there's all these other big governments that will come in and take us over. That's the necessary evil of some government our founders believed in 237 years ago or 236 years ago. Now, do we really think we know more than men that actually want a revolution a good revolution, one of the few times in history, and beat the greatest empire the planet had ever seen and put everything on the line and actually executed it for 7.5 years and did it and then built the country that became the freest and the wealthiest the world's ever seen and now has been infested by criminals because we were the shining city on the hill. And I'm telling you, I've actually read the writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, all of them. We've got a quote up on Infowars.com by one of the founders up there about government. And it's the means of defense against foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home. That was James Madison. So I get Adam's point about if you build huge, giant, overreaching, overarching thing to defend against a great enemy overseas, the domestic system you set up for it will just become what it was originally fighting. And that's the nature of power. That's why the police are getting more and more imperious, more and more arrogant, more and more power grabbing. It's a revolt of the bureaucrats, the judges, the power structure as they get bigger pensions and as they get bigger raises and as they get more power and as they all get together in kind of a mafia psychology and hype each other up that what they're doing is okay. So I fully understand it. And I understand the dangers, though, in trying to be transported directly to some libertarian heaven, some anarchic capitalist Valhalla up there with Thor and Odin and the Tree of Life and Ragnarok and Gudur Damarong. I just don't see that happening. I'm trying to desperately beat them getting all our guns. I'm trying to desperately beat them kidnapping people's kids en masse. I mean, look, I want Adam Kokesh to talk about fluoride in the water and if somebody called for a revolution to go start arresting these health department people with the proof, bring it to the grand juries when they do nothing, then take action, that, hey, they're giving people cancer viruses in these particular shots, here's the proof. Or, hey, we need to start, suing, and then if that doesn't work, whatever, to stop them putting fluoride in the water, which they know is killing us. See, but, oh, you don't cover that. That's what the kooky right-wingers talk about. I mean, this is so much bigger, folks. And incredibly complex, and I eat, drink, and sleep the research of this, but I appreciate your call, Ryan. And so I'm mainly allowed musing here, musing aloud about this. It's just, he's like, let's get rid of the Fed. It's not even the Fed. It's like the movie The Thing from the 1980s, where it looks like the federal government. It doesn't really. I mean, it looks like Nazi Germany. It looks like Soviet Russia. It looks exactly like what it is, a big, fat, out-of-control tyranny gearing up for all-out takeover against us in a design collapse. I mean, it's bad. And so my point is there isn't even a federal government. I mean, get this thing out of here. Get the national security state of 1947 when the private banks and the Skull and Bones group on record were able to set up the National Security Act where they get all the money, all the secrecy, license to kill, whatever they want. I say that's illegitimate. I say they've robbed us blind. I say, being given the keys to the kingdom, they abuse the hell out of this place. And, of course, they have. I mean, it's totally illegitimate. It's a giant fraud. Let's go to John in New York. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
Taking my call, I have an important comment to say. I went to my local library to check Mark Dice's, if they have Mark Dice's book, The Resistance Manifesto. They didn't have it, so I checked this website called worldscat.org. Are you familiar with that site?
No.
Well, with this site, you could type in any book, periodical, DVD, and they will tell you all the libraries in the world which has that certain book. So I typed in The Resistance Manifesto by Mark Dice, and I found only 7 libraries in the country has this that book.
Absolutely. And I've said this 100 times, and I'll hold you over to finish your point. We're going to break. But everyone should give yearly 12 big color glossy magazine periodicals to your library. 12 of these will then be mailed to the library, and people will end up reading them, and especially the bumper sticker issue. If you were to do this right now, your local library would get this. Donate my films to the local library. Donate books to the local library. After you've read a book, go and donate it, and it will, like a message in the bottle, go out and reach people. But absolutely, I am familiar with those database sites. Look, I, you know, do things like stick bumper stickers on my own property. I do things like talk to people at grocery stores. I don't just sit up here and do it on air. The real way to win this is to have you go out and reach out to people. Stay with us. We'll come right back to John.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
I can see for miles and miles and miles.
All right, folks, Alex Jones of InfoWars.com back here live. Let's go right back to John, who got cut off by the break. Let me guess, I stole your thunder. The idea is people need to put libertarian, patriot, anti-New World Order type material in the libraries. But I like my day even more of giving people a gift subscription, a yearly subscription, to InfoWars Magazine. The shipping's included. It's a one-time deal. 12 of these will be delivered. Give it to the police department. Give it to the library. Give it to your state rep. and then they will get 12 of these into their office. And you have no idea how those messages in a bottle will affect things. But go ahead, John, make your point.
Yes, and one of those seven libraries which does have the book, and you can see it on the screen, is the Library of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Academy. So isn't that kind of like spooky or creepy to see right up there on the world's cap that the FBI is like spying on us?
If you talk about liberty, you're evil.
Yeah.
So what was the rest of your point?
Yeah, so it's just kind of spooky when I typed in worldscats.org, the Resistance Manifesto, one of those seven libraries which does have the book is the FBI Academy. So it's kind of like creepy to like see the evidence right there up on the screen.
Oh, see, I thought I was stealing your thunder about we should put books in libraries, and now it was about something completely different. Sometimes I go off half-cocked, but... You know, I think that's good. I think they should know the truth. That's a good book that Mark wrote. And I think it's, you know, we should all donate to the local FBI a yearly subscription to InfoWars magazine. Because we're not hiding. We haven't done anything wrong. We have a government that's completely out of control, totally illegitimate, that has been hijacked. Good to hear from you, John. And again, you can get the July issue that has 10 bumper stickers in it. At cost in groups of 10 magazines, up to 100 in bulk to give to friends and family or to leave in different public places or to give to your preacher. I mean, it's limitless. Or you can get a yearly subscription. And this current issue has 4 big bumper stickers, 6 medium size that say, listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And it has the at symbol. Listen to Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. There's 2 of those. There's another that says InfoWars.com, forbidden information. And my favorite, America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com, and then 6 medium-sized InfoWars.com. The average bumper sticker gets seen by thousands of people. It results in hundreds of visits to the site. Imagine what you can do posting these in legal and lawful areas. Because the last thing you want to do is post these in public, like the founding fathers did with committees of correspondence, putting up posters everywhere about redcoat tyranny. You don't want to be like the founding fathers. Okay, or the French Resistance. Seriously, though, don't put them on private property, folks, because I don't want to violate that and then let the media make a big deal out of it. So put them in legal and lawful areas and pass them out to friends. George, thank you for calling in. George from Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have 2 suggestions. I appreciate your rant on fluoride and inoculations. I'm wondering if we could find a date somewhere that would be appropriate, whether it's a health week or something like that, and sort of get all of the people that are also against that, liberal and conservatives. I mean, the health ranger did something with Gary Knoll on the seeds, but Gary Knoll is one of those guys on the East Coast in New York with PRN, one of the largest liberal stations and online places, but that's always trying to go to legislators and...
Well, no, that's the issue. I want to be clear. You've got real liberals, like Thomas Jefferson was a real liberal, who really are for freedom and good food and health and community and who want a safety net and who want to help people. The problem is the system always ends up using that towards bad. Just like mainline right-wingers want security, but then that gets turned into a police state. And so when I talk about liberals, I mean the authoritarian know-it-alls that liberals are Obama supporters sign petition to ban and repeal Bill of Rights. I mean, there's current video. They would call themselves liberals. These are whacked out screwballs, basically, and they are multiplying everywhere. And so I agree. We should have a march against poison in our environment and focus it in on all the additives and the chemicals and the real. We should have a march for real environmental awareness where real environmentalists march, not about some pie in the sky scam for carbon taxes to make Al Gore money, but march for real environmental issues.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at is if we could get all the big casters are against us, also savages against us, if we're all focused in on, if we could focus on some sort of date and get everybody to focus on, then the national media could not ignore it. It would be
all right, well, I want to hear your idea. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, George. I want to let you flesh that out. It's very important. We should do it. I mean, Kokesh, mainly through this show, promoted his 50-state march. The mainstream media demonized it, helped magnify it, and look, it happened. And it just shows how the alternative media has major platforms now. So I think that's a great idea. Savage is against GMO because he's smart.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Okay, going back to George in Connecticut, and I'm going to hit some other calls and get back into some top stories from the Zimmerman case. Congressman says IRS scandal will widen to leaks. 101 million Americans now on food welfare. That is just some of what is coming up. I haven't really hit yet. Going back to George. George, I mean, what would you call the rally? When would you set the date? What would you do? Go ahead, George. We held you over. I see you're still there on hold, so you could complete what you had to say. That happens sometimes with our callers. I don't know. I say, hey, we're going to hold you over, and they almost never stay on so we can hear what they have to say. I mean, I guess you're asking me, George, what we should do. And I don't really like to think of myself as the overt out front leader. I could easily have big events all over the country. I could easily, have a second American Revolution tour and then inculcate, you know, what revolution really means, a peaceful revolution, and have other speakers attend it. And I've actually thought about doing that. In fact, as soon as I finish Obama Deception 2, I might do like a tour, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know, cities. It's just that so much goes into that that I have to, like, think, is it better just to sit here and do the radio show and make films that reach millions instead of going around and sure having thousands of people come out, make money, be able to fund the operation? You know, we charge to get in. You pretty much have to everywhere, pay for the venue. And then have the media notice you've got 10,000 people out so that people go, ooh, he has a lot of listeners. I mean, it really is only good for propaganda purposes to make InfoWars look big and to make InfoWars look powerful. That's like I've had all these New York publishing companies, the biggest, offer me ghostwritten deals. They put a book out every 6 months. And I just haven't done it because I'd have to promote the book, do it, and then it wouldn't even reach that many people. But it's prestigious to be at Barnes & Noble. And I just haven't done it. But the argument is, if I don't put myself out there as the leader, other people will do it. People that have criticized Ron Paul and criticized Oath Keepers and criticized libertarians and criticized constitutionalists now even wear military-style shirts on air and say that they are the leader. And as long as they don't backstab us, okay, you want to be the leader? If people think they're the leader, go be the leader. The problem is I still see that the person is making themselves the leader so they can drag a large double-edged knife across our throat more properly. But, I mean, I see where Glenn Beck is giving speeches now, and it's like with Stuart Rhodes and with other, you know, pretty hardcore patriot people. And so I'm like, well, that's a good sign. But, again, Beck knows which way the wind's blowing. I mean, you get off into Glenn Beck, but just as a weather vane, he knows that the libertarian constitutional movement is the fastest growing thing, that now it doesn't work to say Ron Paul supporters should be arrested, the army should be watching them. That's a quote from 5 years ago. Just look it up. And he made many similar comments then. Now he only goes after me because he sees me as a rival to be knocked off, so he'll take things and take them out of context or make stuff up. And I really just want Glenn Beck to come all the way. I want to be able to trust him because I'm not in competition with him. My goal is to reach more people, period. And I hope that's his goal. My gut tells me that he's super bad news and super sneaky, but people have been actually critical, some of them, that I've not been negative about Glenn Beck. And I just kind of went off into that because that's a model of things that's out there. And the reason is I don't want, at the end of the day, if we lose this fight, to have looked back and said, oh, I infought with a bunch of people, even if they bait me into it. I just don't care. In fact, it's a good thing when MSNBC and CNN and Fox News had a piece last week saying I'm lying about 2 billion bullets. And the people on YouTube pointed out, well, here's other Fox News reports confirming the 2 billion bullets. I mean, they're coming after me, folks, from every angle. And I see that as a really good thing. But I want to believe there's other good people out there that want freedom who are in the conservative libertarian movement. I know DrudgeReport.com is good. I know those are people that care about freedom and aren't just opportunistic. Michael Savage gets better and better. We were just talking about Michael Savage being anti-GMO. Well, he's got a university mainline doctorates in nutrition and botany, folks, and from real universities. He really is a doctor of, what is it, botany. He knows, okay, these main GMO crops grow their own pesticide and kill bugs that eat it. And then that's safe for us to eat. And the lawyers that got it all approved, the BT corn, the BT this and that, are Monsanto lawyers and Archer Daniels Midland GMO lawyers. And, wow, this is a really bad idea. And, oh, the studies, it's killing the lab animals. That's my point, is that, did you hear me earlier tell you that all over the world, you can look this up, they're still giving people from the batches of polio vaccine made in the 50s and 60s. They rebatch that over and over again. They grow from that stock that's filled with a whole bunch of deadly communicable viruses that give you cancer. I mean, that's an absolute fact. And they're giving it to people here in America. I don't have time to fight with Rachel Maddow and Glenn Beck and Newsbusters and all these other people. Man, I do not have time for this stuff. Every time I get in an infight with somebody, I get ashamed later when I think about what I did. Do people get it? Do you get how real this is, okay? Do you get that aspartame that's in 10,000-plus products will give you macular degeneration of your nerve tissues in your eyeballs? It's not a joke going blind. Do you understand they're killing us? I said I'd go to your calls in the news. It's just like, what is the point? It's almost like bad to even come do a radio show and joke around and have ads and, okay, let's go back to the news now. Oh, let's look at the Zimmerman thing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, while I know all over the country they're sterilizing people against their wills in prison, or parents have their kids taken and they're sterilized. And people go, well, there are too many poor people. That's not the plan. They're setting the precedent to make everybody poor and dumb, and they just want to be able to get away with sterilizing you when they want to have that sadistic power. I covered that earlier. You know, the LA TV stations are reporting that they're against people's wills. People that are in jail for DWI, they go and they chain you down and they cut your tubes. Of course they do. I mean, they stick their hands in your body in Texas when they pull you over now all over the place. I pulled you over for speed and get up against the car. And not only do they assault you that way, they wear the same glove on multiple people. I mean, it is just, but she blew bubbles at the demonstration and one touched me. You charged with felony assault. You attack me with, the cops even sit around and go, what do we call it with the grand jury? You call it detergent. You say that she threw detergent in your eyes, the detergent acid. We might even be able to get 10 years on this woman who was blowing bubbles at a park and hit me in the eye. It's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. You ain't going to stop nothing. I mean, it's just evil is rising. And it came out in Texas, but other parts of the country, the juvenile thing with the little kids in CPS, not just, you know, 10, 12, 13, where they would have the judges and the police in these big rape parties of the little kids. And the Texas Rangers tried to stop it, and they all just got in trouble, and they were removed the head of the DPS because he was allowing them to investigate it. I mean, that's who runs Texas, a bunch of child molesters. That's who runs your state, and that's who runs your country, and that's who is infesting the BBC. And you just got to grow up and realize it. These people aren't going to stop till we stop them. Why do they like to give little kids cancer? Because they like killing people. They're not trying to reduce population. They give you an engineered virus that will kill you when your hormone levels go down around retirement, and then they'll suck every bit of money you've saved out with the chemotherapy and the radiation and the surgeries. It's all been planned. It's all been actuaried. It's all done on purpose. Bayer had plans to give people HIV and hepatitis, and then even had a plan to roll out treatments for that in the countries where they were giving people the HIV and the hepatitis. Look it up. They're not playing games. They're systematic murder teams. And of course they've got idiots out there doing proctology exams on the side of the highway. They're going to do whatever they want. And then the New York Times goes, Bayer made the decision to put their riskier factor 8 overseas. They call it riskier. See, that's how they spin it, too. It was riskier that we took factor 8 product that had HIV in every ampule of it and three types of hepatitis and then dumped it on the third world and on Europe and on Australia, giving conservatively hundreds of thousands of people death sentences. And it's just an oversight, folks. Do you know about Bayer Pharmaceuticals? Do you know about Eli Lilly? Do you know about any of these companies? Do you know who these people are? You might want to find out who they are. And if you're a cop who's been told, we're now going to do cavity searches on the side of the highway. We don't need no warrants no more. You better ask yourself why you've been given all this illegal power. All right, I'm going to shut up. Who was I talking to? Bill in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me there?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Great. What do you want first, the good, the bad, or the doable?
I want it all.
Okay, the good is that we're seeing ammunition show up at the big wholesalers. We're getting some 7.62x39, fairly affordable. We're getting some 223s. The price is still too high. 22s are hard to come by. All they have is Ely, and I think that's a British firm. But anyway, that's the good. The bad.
You know why they got to import most of the bullets now, especially lead-based? They won't allow lead mines to operate in the U.S. We're under industrial sabotage. Go ahead.
Yeah. The bad is that we're coming close to a showdown. And we really don't want to have our people slaughtered. There's a couple of good books and some people you might want to get on. The guy who calls himself Max Velocity has a little trainer on small unit tactics called Contact. And it's one that I read carefully before Adam's March.
But most of these small unit stuff I see is like out in the wilderness battling people. I mean the real contact, if this ever went to a civil war, is you walk in a globalist bar and take everybody out. And I'm not saying people should do that, but I mean, a lot of these video games are teaching people, and I'm not, the Max Velocity's been on the show before with one of our other hosts, but I'm not saying his stuff's bad. I haven't really followed it. But so much of what I see is like we're going to be out in the woods battling the New World Order. You don't wait to go find some army in the woods, folks. If this thing goes to hell in a handbasket, you go out and you find them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the main thing that we're thinking of is defending ourselves, and you don't want to make...
No, I hear you, but if they start coming after people, you know how to defend yourself. The best defense is a vicious, unending offense.
Well, okay, we have another good book out there by a guy who calls himself Joe Nobody, which is The Homeschooled Shootist, which covers the basics of shooting, internal, external ballistics, the kind of things that everybody needs to know. And if you read these things and then consider yourself and your ability, you'll say, I'm too old, too fat, too slow, I can't do this. In that case, pass the book on to a younger poet. So that's the bad. And now the doable. In California here, we have a recall procedures, and many states have formal recall procedures. And we need to have a watch on the state capitol, and anybody who steps over the line, and of course in California that's almost everybody, we go after them on a recall. These politicians have got their whole career planned around the term limits. And as such, they've got their war chest all up. But if you deplete their war chest on a recall, you can knock them out of politics. We did that to Roberti, who pushed through an anti-gun bill. We were able, just using the internet, to collect enough signatures to force him to a recall election.
No, I hear you. A lot of times if you just start a recall and get your first few thousand signatures and get people to support you, it'll become a news issue, and just that heat will make the politician turn tail and run. Now, what's the good news? I got to go to other people, brother.
Well, the good news is we do this without the media. We have to do this on the internet. We need to get a bunch of people in each state ready to go, and so that they can distribute the politicians right locally without touching the internet, without touching the media.
Absolutely. We are the media. God bless you, sir. A lot of great points you made. Theo in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, I'm afraid that the Patriot Minuteman Militia will be quite operational by the time your New World Order robot armies arrive.
Oh, I love that twist on Palpatine. Good job. I'm afraid we're aware of your New World Order plan. You're not going to operate in the dark when you execute this. I'm afraid we're gaining the initiative. I love it.
That's the biggest thing that we have to do now is not be called conspiracy theorists. We are conspiracy factists. If people want to put their head in the sand and ignore documented facts...
No, that's right. We've won. We should be arrogant about it. We should be imperious, and not even so much in that way, but like if a dam broke 20 miles down and you're the sheriff saying, get to high ground, hit to high ground, you don't say it sheepishly. We're in command. There is a new world order. We know what happened. We understand what's going on. We're the Americans that were informed. We're the good guys. Everybody get awake and get beside us. We're going to beat this. I'm going to come back to you, Theo. Stay there. I always go to calls too late in the segment. And then I will hit a few more news stories and get to Robert, Jason, Diana, and Greg, as well as others. Straight ahead. Yeah, the New World Order is out in the open. So go take your polio shots right now.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the corporate dino media and the Justice Department have been caught trying to hype up race rioting. If George Zimmerman is found not guilty, and now that the defense is putting on its case, I don't know, when is this thing supposed to be over? I mean, it's just an excuse for people to go around and riot. I mean, are black folks going to riot because so many black people are killing each other? Or you know, vice versa, if are white people supposed to riot if a black person attacks a white person, even in self-defense? It's just the media trying to create division. That's all that's going on here. And we have an article, threats to riot and loot if Zimmerman found innocent intensify. Well, yeah, they build a fever pitch. And if I made a comment like this, I would be arrested. If I called for rioting and looting and pre-planned criminal activity, that's not protected by the First Amendment. You can't say, you know, hypothetically, let's all meet up and burn down the Capitol if they don't find, you know, this guy guilty, or let's go out and attack some white people. But that shows the political correctness, how the idea is sold, that inherently, you know, this is the new civil rights movement, is that all white people are bad. How about all of our civil rights to not be run by foreign offshore banks? How about people in any community protesting against the fluoride in your water? I talk about that so much because it makes me mad that Austin has had scientists and doctors all come here, and medical doctors and top professor toxicologists, and here's this Harvard study, here's this UT study, 20 points in IQ reduction. The feds even say take it out of the water now because they had such a rebellion last year with their own scientists, 90%+ of them signing letters and saying this is deadly poison, take it out. Did you know the government even admitted it? Did you know that they've said for 7 years in the Journal of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, that children under 6 shouldn't brush with fluoride because it creates dental fluorosis and other problems and bone cancer? But then you go, hey, it's like extra fluoride for kids. It makes me mad. And they know that if we ever get them on that, we get them on everything. But, oh, no, we're just supposed to get mad about George Zimmerman. I mean, quite frankly, if George Zimmerman would have shot him wrongly, but there's reasonable doubt. It's not the end of the world. People shoot each other wrongly all the time. Why is this such a big deal? Because they're invoking racial division. I'll do a little bit of overdrive and go back and finish up with Theo, who wanted to finish up his point that he was making in the last segment. And then we're going to go to Robert and a few others. But just briefly here at the end of the main transmission, if you believe in this broadcast and you want to see this info out to more people, tell your friends and family to tune in at InfoWars.com to the free audio feeds. Tell your friends and family to check out your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 11 people can log in simultaneously with an InfoWars Nightly News PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It takes a minute to sign up, $5.95 a month, 11 people. That's 15 cents a day for the entire membership. That's 11 people. So that's about a cent and a quarter or so, or a cent and a half a day per person that just pays for the bandwidth, PrisonPlanet.tv. My goal is to reach people, Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant, and all of you that have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, make sure you have a username and passcode that's only for the site. Can change it if it's not. And then give it to friends and family. Send it in an e-card. And tell them, hey, watch the nightly news tonight. 7 o'clock Central. See all the films. See all the expanded extras. Things that aren't even on YouTube. Use this PrisonPlanet.tv membership, Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. And your financial support by becoming a member also makes this platform possible. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. Go join PrisonPlanet.tv right now and share your username passcode.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.